Jacqueline, Jacqueline Hopkins, Hopkins, 12-2072, chief complaint of abdominal pain. Our patient is our patient is a 50-year-old young lady, works for HCA in the insurance department. She's married, she works at home, she works out all the time. She, after she worked out on a few days ago, she started having bloating. She felt like she's pregnant, had been having small amount of diarrhea, no vomiting, and left lower quadrant pain, period. In paragraph, the bloating is so hard that it causes her difficulty breathing. She comes in today for evaluation. She weighs 250 pounds, 10 pounds more than she did a year ago, period. Allergy, none. Last period, 2019, status post-hysterectomy. Social, no smoking, no drinking, alcohol on regular basis, married, pregnancy times one, had an abortion. Lab work was done a month ago. Maintenance exam, colonoscopy is scheduled next month because she's 50. Mammogram up to date, she tells me. Surgery, hysterectomy. Allergy, none. Review of system as above. Medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Medical medication, she takes lovastatin and something for blood pressure she can't remember. Today, she's awake, she's alert, she's in no distress. She's in mild distress because of abdominal pain. Review of system as above. By the way, 250 pounds, up 10 pounds, 98%, 98.2, 16, 62, 145 over 76. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, but can't take a deep breath. Abdomen is soft. TMs are clear. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows trace edema. But she's very bloated with left lower quadrant pain. Ultrasound of the abdomen shows a fatty liver, severe bloating. Gallbladder looks normal. Kidneys look normal. Aorta looks normal. Ultrasound echocardiogram shows, which was done for palpitation, shows normal heart. Lower extremity ultrasound, which was shown because of edema, shows no DVT and no PVD. Because of arm pain related to her, most likely her computer work, we looked at her upper extremities as well. Again, no DVT or PVD noted. Next number, strong family history of stroke caused us to look at her neck, especially with a history of vertigo. And this was also within normal limits. Then KUB shows no air fluid level. My first plan was to treat her empirically for diverticulitis, but after observing her move around the office with the severe bloating and the discomfort that she's in, I've decided to send her to the emergency room now. I wrote a note for the emergency room to do blood work, of course, CBC, amylase, lipase, and to do a CT scan. Next number, rule out obstruction. Next number, rule out diverticulitis. Next number, she agrees with this plan. Next number, she's going to call me as soon as she's released to let me know how things go. Next number, I did not do a blood test because it was done a month ago, and they're going to do blood test in the hospital. Next number, she is scheduled for a colonoscopy, which I think would be prudent, most likely in face of diverticulitis, diverticulosis. Thank you.